nipa bi a wo ma jense wo nka nokre oh na wo ye adepanso na omo hu ni se de nkum ti bebre o na bi a omo na omo nya ho mfaso bi a eno a me twetwa wo nti eno anti na o ma be due and then perso a on se situation a yo mo ti si ano a consequential to breakdown of negotiation, somebody refusing to understand truth.
Yes.
Wrong. And taking a stand to work with the truth. And I mean, disagree. Because I am in the past at this stage in time, the Minister of Health, Minister of the Finance, Ajay Atumuse, the analysis of the no a bisano, Nekwanswa. And
today, they build that. The implementation period, you know, and as you see, I call you because what? Sabaneka say, I fear Mumu Padia say, or Casa or the conditions in the Bay Juma, a bino or mine, no bachelor. In Tiaja, fear Babu Remeno, and association also chess at Womontiasi. Doc.
And that is a stunt of duplicity on the part of the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Health. And it is regrettable. You see, it is very insulting on the part of the nurses. And I did not think to the Minister what is this we are hearing about? Come back for renegotiation. Wait till next year when I pay, when he knows that by next year at the time I will come home from that the tenets of the conditions of service, the collective agreement, no crown, no. And then you have the same people to say, let us start the whole thing afresh. They are playing a certain game, and they say, I advise the minister to come again with a pragmatic solution to the problem, whilst I advise the leadership of the association to stand their ground. And yes, at the point now, the minister is only proposing four things. Laughable and insulting and irritating. Having admitted, Omo Wokis, he's coming with fault number one, and it's a comeback for negotiation. Number two, wait till next year when we can pay you, and then the budget constraints, it will distort the budget that we have already put in place. When you know to say, one Kasa promise nurses and midwives leadership, let's say, at the point in time during the negotiations, no more the best budget. They ask the Ministry of Finance of the best budget. No more now, almost you have. And the fourth, Crano, and I mean, person meeting, say, on the retired nurses and midwives, for them to stand in the gap. Interesting. And I'm Makasa Bebida, Ankatana Minister, Ankatana Uni, the health status of the nurses and midwives are coming. They are even more sick than the people he thinks they can come and take care of. He doesn't know where they are. He doesn't have information about their solidarity with the nurses and midwives in practice, because they are considered as members of any life members of the association. In T, Omunankasano, nurses and midwives, their whole leadership, you know, they didn't even take care of them in some attention. So I don't see how they are going to position themselves as black legs in what has happened and now what is going on now. And these are the four things, and where is the solution in it? We have a crisis in our hands. The minister must do what is needful for the nurses and midwives to return to work. Doing here, because the fourth example, where is the solution in it? Where? You tell me. When the nurses are prepared to return to work, if the minister would do justice to what is required. In the meaning who at this stage in time, no, the deputy minister not the amper. Name of the Guaquem or the chessy. He has respect for these nurses. Our big work with Akase, where we appreciate and never nurses are made up a year. You know, a contingent of a category as staff are almost constituted at least about 60% of the health sector workforce. Is it how to treat them? Is it how to treat them? And you said, yeah, almost be said, yeah, and send them fatal. I am a deso monadia to me say, Omo Nema Omo Bisan, Papa. In the solution to the problem and the crisis we have on hand at the moment is right in the hands of the Minister of Health and the Minister of Finance. This should just apply it. No, Munya Omo Ekikan.
Doc, Major Omo Akono, looking at commentaries, if we abaimu abasisi amene Jefferson eka say, na se commentaries ni bikura, and ukura also a contributing factor, ya nti ama nes for na fedi, oma yetu mcha inside mano, wamo nye kura. Will an apology sort of from the minister suffice? Minister no, wampacho, Mitchell Health Minister.
Yeah, also pacho. Meti wo, until the discussion we echoes here, me who know TV station, the Amen Persona good. Now, be to her, can say, when the host even brought up the point to say, we need to say, we are nurse, now we are midwife, or we are doctor, we call hospital. Now, we are Yami and Patana, we are picking up infection, now we call hospital, now, treatment costs, you know, the health insurance, and me and Pekia, one cash out to a bottom, now would they put your car? Well, now, obiti TV station, a cafe. The fact to say, we are Jima or hospital, now we are for the insurance, we are here, and what's up, my goodness, look at this, and the employer himself. No, the thinking of the employer himself is in line with this, and that is why they are denying nurses and midwives of what is right we do them. To answer your question directly, the minister should come and apologize to the nurses and say what you are doing. He can even come up with a solution via a message, say, I'm offering at this time half or 3/4 of what you are asking for. Now, my promise is say, later on, as you go on, no, the mama. Maybe she will grab it. Let some do as the second. Let some do as Akumasu. I'm a mama. Now, maybe she will be our own kind. Now, she need in body dynasty. And especially, almost respect. Let the government know that they are saying, "Oh, medical care people who constitute 60% of the health sector workforce." You see, more responsibility is given to them, and they are prepared to deliver what they are supposed to deliver. They are working on a very tight rope in delivering services across the country. Who has the nurses and midwives? No, only who are health sector in Riki now. You see, Accra, what when you are echoing?
Yeah.
And she said, if that what the people are saying, saying Krofo, Iwuna, Krofo conditions of the hospital are worse now. We blame the Minister of Health for this. If these people are dying, it is the minister who is killing them. It is unfortunate. And so he should rethink his decision and sort out the nurses.